Boys and girls, it's good to see you this morning here. And I want to talk to you about a very brave man in the Bible. Way back in the early days, when the church just started, there were some very important jobs to be done. And one of those important jobs was actually distributing food and help to people in the church who, well, they didn't have very much. For various reasons, they didn't have much money, they didn't have much food, they didn't have much help. Some of them were widows with boys and girls to bring up, and their husbands were dead, and they didn't have much money. And so the church, way back then, they took up collections and offerings, and they distributed this stuff. They gave it out to the people who needed it from day to day. And at one time, there were so many people needing help that the apostles... at that time, they said, well, we can't do this work. We'll have to get some other people, some other good people, to actually do this. And so they picked seven men. And the seven men, they said, this is your job. Your job is to look after these widows and the children, the orphans, and the other people in the church who need food and they need clothing and they need money and so forth. And we want you to give out. We want you to distribute this and to give it out fairly to all the people in the church. And one of the people in that little group was a man called Stephen. And Stephen was chosen, and the Bible tells us he was chosen because he was a very spiritual man. He was a very good man. He loved the Lord Jesus, and he knew much about him. We don't know how Stephen was brought to know the Lord Jesus Christ this evening. We don't know how he was saved, but we know that he loved the Lord Jesus, and he was a very wise and a very powerful witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, as he went about his work day by day, and as he was doing his work in the church too, and distributing this food and so forth to the orphans, he also was a great witness to the people outside, to people who didn't believe in Jesus. And the Bible says that he was such a powerful witness. He could speak so well of the Lord Jesus that the Jews, who didn't like the Christians, of course, they hated the Christians, they got so angry because they couldn't answer the questions that he asked, and they couldn't counteract the arguments that he gave, and they couldn't deal with his very powerful witness. And through Stephen's witness, there were other people coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and the Jews were really angry, really angry. So what they did was, they decided to get people to tell lies. And I don't know whether they paid them or whether they bribed them or what they did, but they got some people to tell lies about Stephen and to say that this man had blasphemed God, and that he had broken the law of Moses, and he had done all kinds of awful things. And these men stood up and they told lies on Stephen. And Stephen was really hauled before the council, or the Jewish Sanhedrin. They brought him to this group of men who were going to judge and see whether in fact he had done wrong or not done wrong. And so they brought him in and they threatened him. And then they said, now tell us about yourself and what you believe. And Stephen started to talk, and he talked about how God had revealed himself to the people of God all down through the ages, to Abraham and to Moses and to David and to all the great leaders and so forth. And then he began to speak very straight to these people, and he said, and you know, you Jews, all of these people who were God's people, you persecuted them right down through the years. The prophets and the good people who spoke the truth, look what you did to them down through the years. And you know, the Jews got angrier and angrier. The people in the council, they got angrier and angrier. And eventually, Stephen, as he was preaching, he said that as he looked into heaven, he could see the Lord Jesus, his Savior, standing on the right hand of God. Well, the Jewish council and all the people who were listening, they went mad at this. Because really, they believed that Jesus wasn't the Son of God at all. They believed that Jesus was a blasphemer. They didn't believe in Jesus. They wanted to do away with Jesus and all the people who believed in him. And you know, the crowd took up stones, and they pulled Stephen out of the council chamber, and they began to throw stones at him. Now, not little stones, big bricks and great big stones. And they stoned Stephen to death. They actually killed him by throwing these great big stones. And as Stephen was actually dying, as he was dying, he asked God to forgive these people who were killing him, because he was speaking the truth. Now, boys and girls, we don't have to go through that as we witness for the Lord Jesus. There's nobody in Lisburn, I don't think, if we go out to tell about the Lord Jesus or to talk about him, who's going to take up a big stone or a big brick and start to throw it at us. And yet sometimes, boys and girls, all of us, not just boys and girls, but mums and dads, young people too, we're so slow to tell others about the Lord Jesus, who loves us and cares for us. And I just want to talk to you, just for this wee moment this morning, about Stephen's courage. You see, he loved the Lord Jesus so much, so much. And the Lord Jesus had done so much for him that he wanted to tell other people about the Lord Jesus and about his forgiveness and about his salvation. And nothing would stop him. Even the threats of this council, even the shouts of this big crowd who were going to lynch him, really, who were going to kill him, wouldn't stop him. He wanted to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. He wanted to tell them of the Lord Jesus. And you know, Stephen, even by laying down his life, was hoping and praying that these people who were killing him would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior too. Last week in our church, our pastor showed a little film clip of three ladies in Indonesia who were running, was like a little children's Bible club. I think they called it the Sunny Club or the Sunday Club or something like that. And these ladies were hauled before the courts of the land, the Muslim courts. And on the film we saw crowds and crowds of young people who had been bussed down from a local school to join in chanting for these women's death. They wanted the judge and the court to execute these women just for running a little Sunday school where they were telling boys and girls about the Lord Jesus Christ. Boys and girls, those ladies were put in prison for 9 years or 10 years, and they're in prison at this minute in time because they wanted to tell others about the Lord Jesus. And this man Stephen that we've read about from the Bible this morning, talked about from the Bible this morning, he gave his life, he was prepared to give his life in order to tell others about the Lord Jesus. I wonder, first of all, do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? And if you do, do you tell others? Do you tell others at school? Do you tell others at home, your aunties and uncles, your cousins, your brothers and sisters even? Sometimes all of us, even big people, we're so slow to speak. We haven't got the courage to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. But remember this, that if you do speak for him, and if you love him and you care for him and you witness for him, the Lord Jesus can use your witness, what you say about him, to speak to others and to win them for the Lord Jesus Christ too. Do you know, when Stephen was being stoned, there was a man there named Saul, and he was holding the clothes of the others who were throwing stones at Stephen to kill him. Do you know what happened to Saul just a little while later? Well, he was converted because he became the Apostle Paul. And sometimes I wonder if, as he watched Stephen dying there, and heard Stephen crying out to God to forgive these people who were killing him, if that didn't speak to his heart and wasn't part of the way in which the Apostle Paul became a Christian too. So boys and girls, take courage. If you love the Lord Jesus, if you love him and he loves you and he's your Savior, then tell others. And be courageous. Don't be afraid. Remember that the Lord Jesus loves you and cares for you and will look after you and will help you to speak of him.